This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. We're live, and we'll take your calls about absolutely anything that you want to discuss. All you have to do is join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
So we're going to start out the show tonight with some breaking-ish news. At least for us, it's breaking. I didn't know about this until late last night. And I guess the arrest didn't happen until sometime yesterday in Montreal, Canada, where Mark Emery and Jody Emery, the Prince of Pot, and I don't know if she calls herself the Princess of Pot. I don't think she does. But
I don't think she does either.
Mark is known as the Prince of Pot, sort of popularly in Canadian media and around the globe. We've had him on the show in the past. I tried to reach out to Jody today, but apparently she just got out of jail at some point today, so she may be sleeping for all we know. Who knows what her night was like. Arrested for running a cannabis store in Montreal, or should I say several cannabis stores in Montreal. The headline from Cannabis Culture magazine, cannabisculture.com, was published on the 15th about how Cannabis Culture was opening multiple marijuana stores in Montreal. So I'm just give you a little background here on what happened, and then we'll catch up with the arrests and what happened yesterday. So the marijuana revolution comes to Montreal with lineups down the street before the stores even open their doors. Cannabis Culture held grand openings today for 8 new marijuana dispensary locations in Quebec's most populous city. Jody and Mark Emery, the owners of the Cannabis Culture brand, held a packed press conference this morning inside Cannabis Culture's new store at whatever the location, to bring attention to the hypocrisy of Canada's current marijuana laws and explain their vision of what pot legalization should look like. Jody said at the time to numerous reporters and cheering fans, quote, "If it's wrong to arrest people 2 years from now, then it's wrong to arrest them today."
And that's a reference to the fact that next year there's supposed to be some sort of cannabis legalization going through in Canada?
I can't tell you for sure. It sounds like there is some sort of move toward that. Jody did say that the nearly half of all Canadians admit to using marijuana. Canadians voted for the Liberal Party because they wanted legalization. Well, this is what legalization looks like. This is what marijuana should be. And I beg the Montreal police, let us be in peace. Please do not cause harm to the harmless people who are choosing to work here and push forward this very important issue. Mark Emery, who spent more than 4 years behind bars after the Canadian government extradited him to the USA for selling marijuana seeds, told the press he was ready to be arrested again if that's what it takes to change marijuana laws. Quote, "Marijuana prohibition has never been legitimate. Anyone who enforces this outdated, despicable law is a despicable person."
And I would say that that applies to any form of prohibition, whether it be cannabis or alcohol or even heroin or crystal meth.
That anyone who enforces the law is a despicable person,
yes,
is what you're saying?
Right, because nobody has a legitimate right to tell somebody else what they must or must not do for their own safety. That's basically one of the tenets of libertarianism. Some people would refer to that as the non-aggression principle, and, you know, it's worded slightly differently, but the premise is the same, that nobody has a legitimate right to tell somebody else what they must or must not do for their own safety.
Right. So if you want to share your thoughts here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is a ballsy thing to do, to in a situation where there is still prohibition, basically,
yes,
to not open one store, but multiple stores in one city.
And we're not talking about underground sort of things to where, like,
no,
you've got to know that it's there and you've got to, you know, like, knock and say a secret phrase.
No, we're talking about a storefront with a line of people wrapping around the block outside in, we've been having very cold weather up in the Northeast in the
last... It was 1 degree when I went to bed this morning.
Yeah, and that's down here in New Hampshire. I suspect it was a little bit colder up in Montreal, which is about 4.5 hours north of here if you're driving. So cannabis culture right there on the marquee, I guess marquee's not the right word, but the signage. There's large signage with very large, you know, font lettering here. It's very, very clear that this is something cannabis related. And of course, the news media was all over this story for obvious reasons. I mean, this is epic level civil disobedience here. And, I'm pretty impressed. Of course, I've always been impressed with Mark and Jody Emery. They've just always been amazing activists, not just for cannabis, but also for liberty. And we've had Mark on the show and Jody on the show in the past. And, Mark explained that he was one of the financial supporters of Ron Paul's campaign.
Okay.
He was once...
Hold on. How does that work? Because isn't Mark Canadian?
I guess you're right. He financially supported him by publishing articles about him in Cannabis Culture magazine. How about that?
Okay.
I don't know what he could give money to, but I suspect if he could give money, he would.
If he's Canadian, unless he's a dual citizen,
I don't think
then
so.
He cannot give money to an American politician.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but if there was like an organization or something, maybe like, do you think like, what's the thing that Ron Paul started?
Campaign for Liberty.
Could someone outside of the United States give to that?
Possibly. I would have to look to see which version of 501 whatever nonprofit they are.
Well, Cannabis Culture Magazine is essentially the Canadian version of High Times. So for people who are familiar with High Times Magazine, it's been around for decades.
Right. So publishing articles, giving free advertising in the magazine, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But directly donating money is completely different as far as campaign finance laws go.
Could someone in Canada buy political advertising for the candidate that they supported?
I don't know what the Canadian...
Yeah.
I
mean, if it was... I mean, in the U.S. So if Mark Emery wanted to buy an advertisement in a magazine or a newspaper or something like that supporting Ron Paul, would that be illegal?
If he were buying it directly himself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are ways that he can support Ron Paul from outside of the country, and he did that. So he's also a libertarian in addition to being a humongous cannabis activist worldwide. He originally went to prison in the United States and got out just a couple years ago. It wasn't that long ago that he was released after a five-year sentence. He was extradited down from Vancouver, where he lived with Jody. They arrested him. The Canadian police arrested him, and then ultimately the U.S. succeeded in extraditing him to trial for the dastardly crime of selling seeds over the internet. That's what he went to prison for.
Seeds.
Yeah, for 5 years.
He wasn't, selling actual flowering plant that you could, smoke the product immediately. Like, you had to do a lot of work to turn it into a smokable product.
The toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We'll tell you about the arrests of both Mark and Jody, and I think at least one of their associates, coming up here in moments. But first, David is on the line in San Francisco. Go ahead, David.
Hey, honey. I was lucky enough to go to a speech out here in San Francisco once, and they were talking about the times of the 60s and, huge amount of drug usage back then. And it wasn't, of course, just pot. It was... Well, the whole variety of different chemicals. And it came up about the quality. And the catch line that really struck me was the original manufacturers, for example, LSD, was one of the best manufacturers was a guy named Owsley, and he used it himself. And so the catch line was basically people who loved and appreciated the drug made it themselves and knew the quality they were making. And they didn't make bad batches. They threw away bad batches, in fact. But when you got into the marketing of it, people who didn't use it and didn't care about it, they didn't care about the quality of it. So when you want to get into pharmaceutical quality you know, hallucinogens or psychotropics, you really want to make sure that it's manufactured by somebody who appreciates it as opposed
to
somebody.
There's no doubt about it. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. And you know, if you look on the black market online, you'll find a better quality product that's out there made by people who really do care about their product, even though they're actually running in the black market.
Right.
Because there's competition on the online versions of these darknet markets.
And there's ratings and reviews.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-961-5687. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-961-5687. That's 1-800-961-5687. 1-800-961-5687.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If I sound a little distracted tonight, it's because what's going on outside of the studio here in Keene.
See, that's why I always close the blinds.
Yeah, but I would have seen the blue lights anyway because they drove right by the house.
Twice.
Yeah. Keene police are outside right now doing what appears to be a targeting of the neighborhood surrounding the LRN.FM Free Talk Live studios here in Keene. And I don't know. Do you think it's a coincidence, Daryl, that they've made three pullovers in the last 20 minutes or 25 minutes right after I wrote an article over at freekeene.com today about how a state trooper was scared off by Renee and I coming out with a video camera last night at midnight?
Quote V from the movie V for Vendetta. There's no such thing as coincidence, only the illusion of coincidence.
So I'll take that as a yes. You think they might be targeting the neighborhood here.
Take that as an official no comment.
All right. Toll-free number, if you want to join us, and you can comment on anything, whether it's the war on drugs, which we're going to get back into here with Jody and Mark Emery and at least one of their associates being arrested today after having thrown the doors wide open a couple days ago in Montreal of several, I think eight, stores, storefronts, where they were selling marijuana openly, which is not legal to do in Montreal. It's not legal to do anywhere in Canada. We're talking about not medical cannabis, but just cannabis to anybody who came in with the money to buy it. I don't know. Maybe they were checking IDs for age, but that would have been about it. So we'll tell you more about that story coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, tipsyelves.com, the discount code is working. It wasn't a week ago when we were doing our Saturday show, but it is now. So if you have been thinking about getting your loved ones or yourself an ugly sweater for Christmas, now's the time to go and do it, because you can probably still get delivery before Christmas. If you go now to tipsyelves.com, use code FTL, you'll save 20% as a site-wide discount. So whether it's the really ridiculous Christmas sweaters they have you've got one, Daryl, with Chris with the reindeer having sex,
yes,
on the front of the shirt.
And so, I actually loaned that out to somebody that was going to an ugly sweater party this weekend.
That's right. And so some of them are offensive, some of them are funny, some of them are both offensive and funny. So you'll enjoy their selection over at tipsyelves.com. Also, they, in addition to just the ugly Christmas sweaters they have, they also have interactive sweaters for men, including beer pong and cornhole, as well as Christmas suits for men. For women, they've got holiday leggings, sweater dresses, and pajamas. Now, Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but they're serious on quality and construction. Mine keeps me warm. It's really nice. I wear it a lot. So go to tipsyelves.com. They also have collegiate designs for those of you that are into college sports. Head on over to tipsyelves.com and use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at the checkout, and you'll get 20% site-wide discount. As we continue here, we'll go to your calls and thoughts. We got Mark on the line calling from Skype. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm actually Skyping you from Germany.
Oh, wow. You sound great.
Oh, great. I've been living here for like 17 years. And recently I've been hearing on the Cantwell show and some other ones about how atrocious it is with the refugees here, raping all of the women and causing chaos. And I would just like to...
That sounds like ridiculous propaganda.
It's totally ridiculous propaganda.
Yeah.
I have had a lot of firsthand experience, and I could tell you from my firsthand experience, and not just from mine, from people, educators who I also know, that I would have to say 90%, if not more, of the refugees here from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, they are here basically because, just like anybody else in the world, when your country is attacked, you would want to move somewhere where you can find a better place to live.
Who wouldn't?
Maybe.
Right. And
exactly.
To sort of put this in perspective, roughly half of the Syrian population is displaced from their normal home. About half of those displaced are internally displaced, meaning that they've fled their home but are still within the borders of Syria. The other half of those displaced have fled Syria altogether.
That is correct. And the politicians here, not all of them, but there is a faction here called the AFD, and they have been gaining a lot of support on this fear-mongering. And I truly believe that I have noticed a shift in the world, in different countries, that this populist movement, and we had just seen this in the U.S. also, when it came to Donald Trump being elected, I don't believe it so much the people enjoyed what he had to say or they even agree with him. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that half the people who did vote for him, they're not racist people.
I bet you're right about that. Yeah, I know people who voted for him.
Yeah, and I just think that they're just tired of the status quo. And I think that is going to happen here in Germany also. They have elections next year. And I have a sneaky suspicion that it's going to go the same direction it has in the U.S.
Well, there's a good chance of that. I mean, certainly it did that in the Philippines. That's how Rodrigo Duterte got just rolled into office with an overwhelming vote of people who are supporting him. The more outrageous things he said, the better he would do in the polls. And now he's proceeding to commit murder on drug suspects in the country.
And didn't he actually admit to having killed some people?
That's correct. He has admitted to committing murder. That's right.
Well, I just wanted to, this is the first time I've ever Skyped in. I've been listening to your show for over a decade. And I just wanted to tune in and let people know that it is just a farce.
Right.
And that all of the refugees that I have ever met here are extremely grateful, extremely helpful, and all they want to do is work.
Yep, and we've seen statistics here showing that after, you know, a couple of generations, the folks who are coming here are absolutely so-called assimilating. You know, they're learning the language, they're employed after just a number of months being here. I mean, it's just propaganda.
And we actually, Ian, you and I know somebody from Romania that got here with like $100, and now, you know, he's got his own business and
he does
making,
very well.
You know, apps and doing a bunch of wonderful things.
And if I could just add one more thing, the only hurdle that these people have to jump over is the limitations that the state puts upon them.
Yes,
because the people who are allowed to come here, they're not allowed to work. And because they are not allowed to work, that creates the animosity of the people here in Germany, because all they see are these people coming over, getting free money, getting a place to live, getting health care, getting education for the children, and they don't have to pay anything for it. And the Germans have to pay it, including myself. And this is what creates it. If the government would just get out of the way and say, yes, please come here, find a job, go out and work, we would love it. That would be the best solution.
Mark, thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate
Thank you.
Inside scoop all the way from Germany. What time is it right now over there?
It's 1:30 in the morning. 1:30. I just got home from a gig.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate the call. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, whether it's refugees or the war on pot. And we'll come back to the Canadian raids here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you take control of the airwaves. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Live Saturday edition of the program in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States. You got the government trying to cram insurance down everybody's throat. But there is a way around it. Check out the free market healthcare company. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They can give you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily and no charge 24-hour access to doctors. HIPAA has messed up medical records so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional that you want? You can check them out at HealthExcellenceSelect.com, and they cover you for any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and even massage. You'll love the service and the price. Visit HealthExcellenceSelect.com. As we continue here, cannabis culture, the Canadian equivalent of High Times, kind of the go-to publication for all things marijuana-related, and they actually stopped publishing their magazine several years ago, but they still have a large online presence, and they also have a real-life presence with 8, apparently, cannabis culture storefronts, well, marijuana dispensaries.
They had 8 storefronts, apparently.
I don't know if they've raided all 8 of them yet, but presumably they will at some point.
Well, presumably along with the arrest was, you got to shut these down or we're bringing you back in.
Cannabis culture owner Mark Emery, according to CTVnews.ca, is facing charges of drug trafficking, possession for trafficking, and conspiracy after being arrested on Friday, appearing in court this morning. Apparently, they have court on Saturday. Emery was released on $5,000 bail. He's not allowed to smoke or sell pot as conditions for his release. His wife and co-owner Jody Emery denounced the arrest in an interview with CTV Montreal. She said, quote, "It was a very heavy-handed response, and we're very sorry to see so much tax money being wasted, hurting harmless people," unquote. Emery, the self-proclaimed Prince of Pot, was arrested at the cannabis club located in Montreal Avenue when the raids went down after 5 p.m. It was his 29th arrest and came just a day after the opening of the recreational marijuana store and five others in the city. Emery said as he was loaded into a police car, flashing the peace sign to cameras, quote, "It was despicable and an injustice, but we will win. The Prime Minister is a disgrace." And I hope that that he will win. Hopefully these sound like pretty serious charges, drug trafficking, possession for trafficking, and conspiracy. So I suspect that they will have to give him a jury trial because, you know, the Canadian court system is similar. It's, you know, a Western court system.
Right. It's based on British common law. Now, the question is, did it say if these were felonies?
Well, I mean, these in the United States, those would be felony charges. I mean, there's I don't believe there's a misdemeanor conspiracy or misdemeanor possession for trafficking or drug trafficking.
You know, the level of these offenses does lead me in my you know, somewhat educated opinion, definitely not as educated as, say, Melanie, who's on Monday nights. But, yeah, that does sound like something where he could get a jury trial.
I think that's very likely. Now, if you're up in Montreal, you're in Canada, and you want to kind of clue us in as to kind of how things work or how they might work differently there, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jody tweeted out at Jody Emery last night, quote, "I was arrested at our hotel in Montreal last night, released hours later with no charges. Under investigation, my first time in handcuffs." How do you get arrested and not charged with something? Is that like a Canadian thing where they can just arrest you and like collect your fingerprints and book you and then not actually charge you for anything?
No, I think that happens to some extent in the U.S. as well, to where, you know, we're arresting everybody that's here and we're conducting this brief investigation.
She was in her hotel. She wasn't even at the store.
Okay, well, we're arresting everybody in this hotel room, and we're doing an investigation because we think you're connected to something, and we'll come up with charges later. I've heard from numerous people where they've been, you know, arrested, taken in, you know, to like the holding cell. Officer, what am I being charged with? We don't know yet.
Yeah. Nine others apparently were also arrested. Police say they were not customers. In the moments prior to the raid, Emery had instructed customers to leave immediately. He had gotten wind that the police were on the way. They also seized 18 kilograms, which translates to about 40 pounds, of marijuana and paraphernalia for drug trafficking. Police say the 10 people arrested are being questioned Friday evening and could face charges of distributing an illegal substance. The raids came as many braved the cold, some waiting for hours in line for a chance to buy some pot. "I'm glad to be here," said one customer. "It's a historic moment." Cannabis Culture, part of the franchise owned by Mark and Jody Emery, that are noted Canadian activists, opened Thursday morning, began selling weed in the afternoon. Lineups lasted clear until closing time and continued on Friday. Jody said, quote, "The employees are so pleased. The response from the customer is much love, gratitude. People are saying they've been waiting forever for this. It feels safe and open. It's just the way that legalization should be." But not everyone in the pro-marijuana movement was pleased by Emery's actions. Santa Cannabis founder Adam Greenblatt said while he recognized Emery's contributions to the cause, he believes the raids will set back the push for legalization. We've heard this before.
Here it goes. You're destroying our movement.
Yeah.
You're causing everything to wind up, you know, not happening. If only you would have just, you know, shut up, sat down, and let us do our thing.
Which is begging.
The respectable way. And, you know, there are times when you basically need to say F your respectability.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, Rosa Parks I'm sure there were a lot of people that got upset with Rosa Parks. Well, Rosa, you need to just, you know, like, if they tell you to move to the back of the bus, just go ahead and go to the back of the bus.
Quit upsetting the apple cart, lady.
But what she did,
yeah.
And yes, I know the whole thing was planned, but that does not take away from what she did.
That's correct.
And what wound up happening afterwards. The bus boycotts that wound up, you know, desegregating the buses.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of the other things that wound up happening, you know, it all sort of spurred from that one moment where somebody was not being respectable.
Where someone was committing an act of civil disobedience.
Yes.
Not an act of violence, not an act of destruction, but an act of civil disobedience. And these people act like, my God, our whole movement has been ruined by this one man and his actions. No, Mark Emery is one of the greatest assets that the Canadian legalization movement has ever seen. I mean, the man, I've lost count almost of how many times I've been arrested, but I've been arrested a third of the amount of Mark Emery. I mean, this guy, he is incredible. I mean, I remember when he went around to different Canadian cities on a bong smoking tour, where he would go out in front of, I think, like whatever city hall was in whichever city that he was in, the multiple times, and he'd pull out a bong and just start doing bong rips out in front of the city hall. And he'd announce in advance that he was going there. You know, people would come out to see him. And I forget how many times he was arrested during that tour for possession, but I suspect it was at least once. I mean, the guy is ballsy, and he puts his money where his mouth is. I mean,
right.
I can't even imagine how much money this guy spent to open up 8 storefronts to, you know, set up in actual shops with employees selling marijuana with, apparently the police confiscated 40 pounds of marijuana. That alone is not cheap. But the actual rentals of these different storefronts to find landlords who would be okay with renting a storefront for marijuana purposes?
Right.
I mean, that alone is an incredible feat.
Yes.
If he'd only done this with one store, I'd have been blown away. But the fact that he did 5 or 8 stores, or however many of them there are, there's different numbers in the different news reports about this, is absolutely uncalled for and incredible.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So we're going to continue here. There's more. Again, Mark Emery just released today on $5,000 bail, facing multiple what should likely be felony charges. I mean, hopefully they'll all be dropped because he can't find a jury to convict the man. But we'll see. We'll continue to follow this case. And I've reached out to Jody to see if we can get her on the show. I suspect she's pretty busy at the moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
The
EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The crackdown in Montreal, Canada, happening yesterday against Jody and Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot and the First Lady of Pot. I don't know what you want to call Jody. She's been with Mark for a long time and has stood by his side throughout the entire time he was in prison in the United States. I mean, that's a level of dedication to somebody that you love. A lot of people, if their loved one gets put in jail, they'll find somebody else to love in the meantime. Unfortunately, that's just the reality of it. So kudos to them for sticking together through all the just awfulness that the Canadian government has been throwing against them. In this case, the Montreal police raiding multiple locations of cannabis shops that they opened up this week. So they've been open for about a day and a half before Montreal police came in there and cracked
surprised
down.
Surprised it took them that long.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe they had to figure out where all the locations were. I mean, they opened 8 different stores. It's a, you know, police work takes a long time. They're slow. They're the government. So we'll tell you more about it. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Mojo. He's listening in Tupelo, Mississippi. It's WKMQ. Hey, Mojo. Go ahead.
Hey, now. I'm enjoying your program. I was welcome. Just wondering if y'all get a little more in-depth with information on the whole racket that's been propagated by the government since way, way back. I wish I could remember clearly the facts and details, but something about 1928 and a fellow named Anslinger.
Yeah.
That's when they first had the committee that met, I think it was after closed-door session, and they presented a statement that the opinion of all the medical examiners said that it was very physically harmful, talking about pot, that is, talking about marijuana.
Right.
Being physically harmful, but no such conclusion had been reached. He just came in and said it.
Just made that up.
His word.
Yep.
Voted and rammed it down.
Yep. Plus, they also said that marijuana would make white daughters have sex with black men, and you know, so on and so forth. There was all kinds of racism.
Well, it was mostly the Mexicans that they were that they were agitating.
That too.
Right, because they changed the name cannabis to
marijuana. Right.
Correct, which was a slang term. Yes.
Yeah, but it was coming from Spanish immigrants, Mexican immigrants, I think, more than what you were just saying. One thing
it was
I would
both,
take
as I understood it. Because, like, jazz musicians were notorious for smoking it.
Right, and they also used that same thing about cocaine, is that cocaine would require, I believe the exact phrase was, the Negroes to have sex with white women.
Yeah, I didn't know that one for cocaine, but, you know, whatever was stirring up people and scaring them, that, you know, the scare tactics, whatever works
that's right.
The first time, they use it again and again. One thing I would take issue, you know, you were saying about the Emory's having a big wholesale seed selling business to the U.S. and on, so I'm not so sure that what you're saying about opening up 8 stores cost him much money whatsoever, you know, to have 40 pounds of pot when he was in the business of seeds, so.
Are you saying it wouldn't cost a lot of money to open 8 stores? It absolutely would cost a lot of money to open 8 stores. You're talking about retail locations?
You were saying that it cost a lot to have 40 pounds of pot. That probably cost him, you know, growing time or having people cultivate it somewhere.
I see what you're saying there, but it's still worth a lot of money.
The rent in Montreal, I don't know. And also, I don't know whether the store owners, if he was leasing it from somebody, you implied that they knew. That we don't
know. Yeah, they would have known when the door swang open, that's for sure. And, you know, further...
Well, if they're landlords, that just happens if they happen to be right on the spot.
Every time I've ever contacted a retail landlord sort of thing about opening something, the first question they ask
is,
what is
your business is.
Yeah.
What are you going to sell here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mojo, good call. Thanks for making it tonight. I appreciate the history lesson there. It's always good to refresh back on the origins of this insane prohibition of this plant that is ultimately, you know, an amazing plant that helps so many people for medicinal reasons and that, you know, millions of our friends and family members out there use on a regular basis for recreational purposes. And I agree with you, Daryl. Landlords would be remiss to not know what sort of store somebody is going to open up.
Right,
so that's what
because in a lot of places, they can wind up being held criminally liable for allowing an illegal activity to happen on their property.
Right, which is why, you know, I'm impressed that they were able to find 5 to 8 locations where they could open up a store selling marijuana in Montreal. That's what's happened.
And Mojo had mentioned about the Anslinger coming up with stuff.
Yeah.
But something that a lot of times people overlook is the what's called the Schaefer Commission that Richard Nixon put together in 1972. The official name was the National Commission on Marijuana and Drug Abuse, chaired by former Pennsylvania Governor Raymond Schaefer, hence the name Schaefer Commission. But the conclusion of that commission was the criminal law is too harsh a tool to apply to personal possession, even in the effort to discourage use.
Well, they apparently ignored that recommendation.
Exactly. And so, you know, Nixon was like, yeah, you didn't come up with the conclusions that I want, so we're just going to push this over here and hashtag war on drugs.
You can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do you support the raids? Do you think that Jody and Mark should have just waited? Hey, legalization was coming down the pipe. You could have just waited a couple of years, then gotten the correct permission slips from the city of Montreal, ask, you know, beg for permission, just like all good business people do. Just get down on your knees, kiss the ring, kiss the boot, get the government bureaucrats to give you their official paperwork, and then you can open your doors and sell marijuana. What's the legalization process? There's a process. We have laws for a reason. We need to keep society orderly. And if you're one of those people, you want to share your thoughts, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm interested, you know, I wonder if any news organizations or polling organizations are going to be conducting any polls in Montreal, because it would be very interesting to see how the people of Montreal feel about this. One of the reports that I saw today, and I don't know if it was from CBC, I don't remember who it was, but one of the media television reports, they interviewed somebody on the streets who was anti the store. So again, Jody and Mark Emery from Cannabis Culture opened up several marijuana sales stores in Montreal illegally. And so they got one guy who was willing to comment against them, but he wasn't willing to show his face. So I thought that was really interesting. He's just somebody, you know, supposedly not a bureaucrat, somebody who's just, you know, in the streets of Montreal, who was willing to comment, wasn't willing to show his face. That, to me, says that these cowards who support the war on drugs, who support, in this case, the war on marijuana, which is the bulk of the war on drugs, by the way.
Right.
These cowards who support the war on drugs and the war on marijuana aren't even willing to show their faces because they know that the people that they're around, there was a statistic earlier saying 50% of Canadians admit to having smoked pot. Now, I don't know if that's in their lifetime. I suspect it is. We don't have the actual poll numbers. But that's still a tremendous amount of people. You know, you must know that there are people in your life who are marijuana users. And if you don't know it, those people are hiding it from you, and they're doing a good job of it. Because there are a lot of people, I'm not just talking about in Canada, I'm talking about in the United States and around the world, who use cannabis. And so this person was so afraid that somebody that he knew would see him on television, somebody that he knew that, you know, respects him, who he was embarrassed about seeing him say things against these cannabis stores. That's what I think he was hiding for.
So
I mean, is he worried that a pothead's going to beat him up on the street? Of course not.
I did find the survey here. There were 360 people that were surveyed. 47% said that they have used marijuana.
Period. At some point in their lives.
Among younger Canadians, those 18 to 34, the rate was 71%.
60%, okay.
While those over 35, it was 42%. The survey comes a day after the Federal Task Force on Cannabis Legalization and Regulation provided 80 recommendations to the federal government on how to roll out a legal market. They also found that about half of the people that smoke cannabis spend $100 per week.
On cannabis.
On cannabis.
So, according to Adam Greenblatt, this is somebody who is supposedly in the pro-marijuana movement. He's blaming Emory because the raids, he says, will set back the push for legalization. He said, quote, "Montreal does not have a history of tolerance towards cannabis franchises. He's risking a political backlash for the cannabis industry going forward that could be quite detrimental. He could undermine the potential for small businesses and licensed but private cannabis retailers going forward by doing this very brazen and publicity political and publicity stunt," unquote. The toll-free number coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. By the way, it's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're here in the studio, and we'll talk to you about what you want. Free Talk Live. Join us. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.